Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Again on a Hertz Day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, I guess it's always sort of a Hertz Day. Ike, how you feeling, man?
I guess it is sort of a... always a Hertz Day.
Yep.
Happy Hertz Day, Brother Spike. I'm doing pretty good, man. Jackie Baseball, no news is good news. Although the Kyle Schwarber thing is starting to heat up. I don't know if it's heating up for the better or for the worse. Either way, I'm locked in on it. Spike, we got to get through the weekend because we still don't play till Monday.
That kind of sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah.
It does suck. But you know what?
What?
Everybody will be watching Monday.
Yeah.
As the Eagles reclaim their spot.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Holla at your boy.
All right.
Yeah.
The Reds used their whole budget up last night on re-signing Emilio Pagan for 2 years and $20 million.
It's good over. Signing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the whole budget?
No, I don't know. I faced Emilio Pagan in college when he was a third baseman.
Really?
No,
how'd that go?
I did.
No
well,
way.
Well, I played against him. I had food poisoning.
Oh. One of your million excuses, I'm sure.
Hey, what's the excuse? I told you I had a bad piece of chicken.
You started off with I faced him in college.
He didn't face him.
It didn't even last long until he said he had food poisoning.
Yeah, you didn't face him. I faced him as much as you faced him.
Exactly.
He was there.
Yeah, okay.
We were both there. Our teams played each other.
Yeah.
Back when he's a third baseman, not a pitcher.
Yeah. Big show as always. A special Thursday appearance from Nick Kostos, who will give us our weekend picks, and we'll be able to talk about tonight's game, Cowboys Lions.
Big game tonight,
which you can hear on WIP.
Let's go Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
What?
No. Let's go Cowboys. No. No. No.
You don't think them winning and putting extra pressure on the Eagles and having them lock in a little bit more would be good for them?
That's a whole different topic.
215?
Yeah, all right. Shiel Kapadia joins us at 3. Mike Mayock joins us at 4. The top 5 at 5 at 5,
these
of course.
These ought to be Mayo Thursdays.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're all in the same place now, yes. I think. You know, I think we are. I think we've all fallen into the same place.
Yes.
So,
reluctantly.
Most of my topics come when I'm on my walk in the morning.
Yes.
And this thing popped into my head. I was like, yeah, man, maybe we're all overreacting a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, like, Eagles are 8-4. It feels much worse than 8-4. But, like, I think the question comes down to, is this your normal, everyday Super Bowl hangover type season? Or is it something worse? Is there something worse going on than your normal Super Bowl hangover? There are some things that seem very Super Bowl hangover-y to me, right? Because it's not strange after you win the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl to have a worse year. The question is it something worse than just a Super Bowl hangover? So the stuff that is Super Bowl hangover-y to me, the injury stuff. The offensive line being more injured. They had to play more games last year. They ran the ball a ton. Even Saquon as well. Saquon not being the same guy feels Super Bowl hangover-y to me. Mm-hmm. The schedule being more difficult is Super Bowl hangover-y, right? Even the whole thing where everybody's gunning for you and you're not the underdog, that it just creates a different dynamic. So if they had come out and won 10 games or 11 games and maybe won a playoff game or something, that would be a normal Super Bowl hangover. What I can't escape that is making it seem worse to me is that there are things that are more than Super Bowl hangover-y. The controversy stuff is loud. And it's not just us stirring it up. And we do like to stir things up. But, like, there has to be something to stir. Mm-hmm. And from the AJ stuff to the leaks about Jalen to there's just been a lot there. So that feels not so Super Bowl hangover-y to me. The fact that the team is as undisciplined as they are from a penalty perspective, from even from a focus perspective, feels like something more than a Super Bowl hangover. And the other thing that I can't get out of my head is that it happened before. Now, maybe they get through this year and we don't have the unraveling of like 23. But the fact that this sort of thing, the win by a little and everybody says their win is good enough, and then all of a sudden everything starts unraveling, the fact that it happened before. So what I'm trying to think about, trying to convince myself that maybe I am overreacting, maybe it's just a Super Bowl hangover, there are too many signs for me that say that it is something more than just a Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm there. As far as having real issues, I'm not going to sit here and say we should ignore some of these things that have been reported. There's enough smoke there to know that there's something true to it. How significant it is, I don't necessarily know. I think time will tell us that. I'll land safely in the Super Bowl hangover category. And here's why. It's not easy to repeat from the standpoint of having, not even just winning it ultimately, just having the same success and making it to that game the following year. History shows that.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it's impossible. I'm just saying it's not easy to do. And teams will usually take a step back the following year, whether they won the game or they lost the game. The fact that the Eagles actually won the game, here's where I think the hangover sort of makes itself prevalent. There's a sense of complacency that has set in, and the priorities for everyone isn't the same as it was coming off the year before. Coming off the 2023 season, there's a lot more to prove. Everybody is sort of under fire, right? The head coach, you know.
More than sort of.
Well, there were people that wanted the head coach fired after the 2023 season.
For sure.
Right? Yeah. And then you bring in another offensive coordinator without letting Nick Sirianni have his own guy in there. You bring in a new defensive coordinator after getting rid of the two defensive coordinators you had the year before. And not only that, the players, from the way that they performed coming down the stretch in 2023, put a lot of pressure on all those guys to perform better the following year. And the most significant part, no one was more motivated than Saquon Barkley. No one was more motivated to prove to everyone that he is him. More importantly, prove to the team that decided they didn't want to pay him that he was him than Saquon Barkley last year. And I'm not going to sit here and say to every man isn't necessarily as motivated this year as they were last year. But I'll say this. There's a more likelihood that complacency has set in where you're satisfied from a championship standpoint. You've quenched that thirst. Now there's other things that may be more important to you, whether that's your brand, maybe where it's your own numbers, your legacy, all these different things. You're trying to get paid, right? Guys want to get paid, and they may be doing their own thing. All these things set in, and now we aren't all pulling in the same direction. And that's where the Super Bowl hangover comes in for me.
215-592-9494. Is this year just a Super Bowl hangover, or is there something more? And I think here is the thing looking forward that I think you have to ask yourself. So the reason I would think you would call it a Super Bowl hangover is because it happened the next day, but then 2 days after, you feel fine, right? Mm-hmm. You have the hangover, you drink one night, you have the hangover the next day, and then everything goes back to normal on the third day. Mm-hmm. The question is like, is this a Super Bowl hangover? Is this just going to wear off after this year? And are they going to wake up, you know, after they had a good night of sleep and, you know, rested all day on the couch? And then next year when they come back to it, is that all there? And the thing that would worry me is, do you really need to get your ass kicked like this to be good? Like, we've been talking about, you know, dynasty and multiple Super Bowls and that sort of thing.
Not necessarily to be good, but to realize you aren't as good as you think you are.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Now, that may be another way of saying it.
Yep.
But yeah, sometimes you may need to get your butt kicked. You know, Mike Tyson was doing things a certain way for so many years when he was knocking people out until he got his ass knocked out.
Yeah.
And then you got to do, you got to reevaluate things.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be what the Eagles need right now, to be knocked on their butts.
As players.
As players. And then you come back the next year motivated. Because you know, in this city, we're not going to let you rest.
No, no, no.
So you know how we're going to be. We're going to keep the intensity there. And this is where I give us credit, because we're never going to, most of us are never going to accept mediocrity and not giving your best and meeting expectations. So we're going to always keep the heat on you. Media, fans, all of that. Yes, that's what it's like playing in Philadelphia. I'm sorry. You don't, this ain't Florida where you win and everybody's happy for the next 5, 6, 7 years, regardless of what you do.
Now, we'll boo you the first game back if you win the Super Bowl.
It's the truth.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. 215.
It's the truth.
215-592-9494. Is this your simply a Super Bowl hangover?
I'm in favor of it.
Is it simply a Super Bowl hangover, or is it something more? We do have a next question today because it'll lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
It is Marissa Tomei's 60th birthday, 61st? What is it? Something like that?
61, yeah.
61st birthday. Mm. So for next question today, you'll call it with your sports point.
That cougar age.
That's might be past cougar age?
Past cougars?
But I feel like it's changed.
Well, it's all gotten older. Because everybody looks better older than they used to look.
I mean, look at you two, right?
I know. Yeah. We look great for our age.
50 and 50.
I mean, you didn't show me a 52-year-old when I was 18.
Yeah.
Yes.
That dude is cooked.
And yes. It did not look like this.
And now look at you two.
That dude is cooked.
And don't call me 50, Jack.
You're 50.
49.
Yep.
All right.
So we round up.
No, we do not. There's certain points in your life. When you're young, you round up. When you're
yeah,
old.
When you're older, you do not round
no,
up.
No, I'm not rounding down, but I'm certainly not rounding up. So for next question, they give us somebody who's still got it. Jack, who's still got it?
Taking a Mount Rushmore off the board.
Okay.
Salma Hayek.
She does still have it. Now, how old is she?
59.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Salma Hayek still got it.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
Ike?
What, Desperado? What am I thinking about? No, what movie am I thinking about? She played in so many of them. There was one Quentin Tarantino movie she was in that I thought was real nice. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes. You got someone? Who still got it?
He went Salma Hayek?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Could be male or female.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way I'm naming a male.
Okay.
So.
Leave it to me.
Yeah, I'll leave it to you. I'm going to go. I got a couple in my head, man. I'm going to go with. Let's go with Nia Long.
See, I haven't seen her.
You haven't seen Nia Long?
No, like recently? Uh-uh.
Looks the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She looks the same.
Well, you have an advantage.
Listen, Ime Udoka didn't. He thought he did something.
Right.
He didn't tear her down.
No, not at all.
She leveled up after that.
She did.
She got tighter.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm
going to
I know. Oh, my God.
I know. Holy moly.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that one. Yeah.
All right. Who still got it for me? Lenny Kravitz. That guy looks awesome.
Huge answer.
He is 60 years old, and he is still got the abs and still looks the same. He doesn't have any wrinkles.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz. If I could look like that, I don't even look like that. I've never looked like that. So I guess I'm not going to look like that at 60.
Most of us haven't.
But mine's going to be Lenny Kravitz.
He's 60?
He's 60 years old.
Wow.
Dude, he looks exactly the same.
Yeah. I would have never guessed Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
60.
60 years old.
Wow.
All right. 215-592-9494.
He must not drink at all. He's strictly water.
Yeah, well, you get that rich, too.
Yes.
You have a whole crew of people that are keeping
that
you.
Is? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, add the right foods, the right medicines, all that kind of stuff. 215-592-9494. Is this your just a Super Bowl hangover, or is it something worse? And for next question, they give us someone who's still got it. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
I got a control, man. We gotta
yeah, reel him back in.
He got a control, man.
Yeah, that was too much. It was too much.
Yeah. That was too much.
For the first segment,
that was tighter. I meant the face, the skin on the face is tighter,
that's
man.
That's level, man.
Yeah.
And then, what's this dude over here talking about? Go Cowboys. Like, what is wrong with him?
Oh, there's a lot wrong with him.
Well, hold on. If the Cowboys win tonight.
You know what he's doing? He's doing Fritz at 6. He's doing Fritz at 6.
So it will be brought up at Fritz at 6.
Yeah, I know it.
Will
I knew it. I know it.
Well, because listen, if they win, it puts a little bit more extra pressure on the Eagles, and maybe they lock in on Monday night. That's a good thing. 215.
Is that the way you turned it around in your head?
Yeah.
This dude, he praying on the team down for. I see it. Like, listen, he can say all that stuff he wants to. Like, oh, I hope they do this, and I this is what I.
Oh, now you're deflecting towards me because you're a little football team.
He playing on the downfall. I see it. You know, but we need the Lions to get it done tonight. But is this a Super Bowl hangover, or is this, you know, bigger problems?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it is a Super Bowl hangover, but I think there might be a little bit more problem. Like, after this season, like, we don't know. Like, you know, we all speculate in regular speculation of what's happening future-wise. If this team fall apart, I think it's time to mix up this core. Because, I mean, like, I get it. You know, yesterday CJ brought up the fact that, like, oh, this team might only won one Super Bowl with this core, this, all that. But it's like, this team kind of has, like, they've been to two Super Bowls, and it's like, are they looking at individual? I know one guy is looking at individual goals. I don't got to say who. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know who that. I know one guy is focused on individual goals, you know, so he can say anything he wants. Hey, man, you know, the wide receiver. He can say all that stuff he want. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't have as much.
Well, he actually has told us individual goals matter more than winning. Yeah. So, he's told us that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and he is – I think a lot of these guys on the team is like, well, we got that Super Bowl. But what I don't like is this roster overall is like a young roster. So, it's like y'all don't understand what y'all in the midst of doing. Like, y'all can really be a dynasty. And it's like – like, I feel like Nick Sirianni, I'm not saying he's not preaching that message, but I feel like he needs to be delivering that more. Like, y'all need to stop bringing up, oh, we're not champions and all that. Y'all need to embrace the now. Like, we that team. We them boys. You got to come to Philadelphia. I feel like it ain't enough for that. And it's like, I feel like we trying to play that underdog role. I'm tired of that role.
Right,
Scoops up here, oh, they strive as the underdog. You're like, nah, F all that. We them boys. Not the Cowboys. We the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. We that team. And they need to embrace that more. So, you know what I'm saying? Monday night? Listen, Monday is the biggest game since the Super Bowl. Because this team going to tell us if we got a shot or if we going to die. If we going to be, you know, Jack going to be driving in the funeral procession or missing the light. That's what Monday is going to tell us. You know what I'm saying?
I'll keep in line for that one. Yeah.
So I need this team to show up. You know what I'm saying? Put your pain. Yeah, we got knocked down. We already been knocked down. We've been embarrassed past 2 weeks. This ain't low. Y'all was up 21-0 and the Cowboys on Hard Knocks for the world to see saying these boys can't F with us. They ain't like what? We the 10th and the Cowboys missing a playoff telling us they got a tie telling us we can't F with them? Yeah. Like what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we got the Bears, Caleb Williams painting his nails. You know, a sugar blue. You talking about soft. That guy soft. Coming in our house, running through us. DeAndre Swift, a soft finesse runner?
Yeah.
What? I'm telling you, yo, this team better show up on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Or there are going to be some changes. And I feel like everybody going to sign off on that. So, Jalen, Devontae, AJ, the defense, Vic, Nick,
I need y'all to do y'all's job starting today.
I like it.
And let me give y'all my listen.
Who's got it?
Oh, this is the queen right here. Listen, this is the winning answer. Angela Bassett. She still got it.
Yeah.
7 years old. She still got it.
Yeah, I was gonna say
she's in my top five.
She's probably 70, right?
Yeah. Is she 70? Wow.
She's been around.
Angela Bassett has been around. I first
67.
Seen her.
67. There you go.
67 and 70. You're right, but you're older, you don't.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do that to her.
She's 65.
Don't do that to her.
Yeah,
yeah. That makes you 55.
No, you're
yeah. See?
When you put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to do that.
What was the first movie I seen her in? Was it Boys in the Hood?
I don't know of anything before
that.
Yeah,
it might have been Boys in the Hood is the first one I seen her in.
So, one thing, Corey.
That was the 80s. That was like 88.
Boys in the Hood was 80s?
I think so, right?
No, Boys in the Hood's got to be 90s.
Is it 90s?
It's right at the beginning of the 90s, I think. Boys
Man,
in the
you might be right. 90.
Because I was in high school.
Okay.
I think it was in
90,
high school.
90, 91. Yeah, you might be right.
So one thing Corey said that I think is worth thinking about or just talking about is he said he believes that Sirianni is giving the same message, which I'm sure he is. To me, that's not a question, like for a coach. And again, Nick Guy, not saying this is all his fault, definitely
sure.
not. But it's not about whether the coach is saying the same things. The question is whether those things are having the same effect. And a lot of times when coaches reach their end point with a team, it's not because the coach is saying anything different. It isn't. It's because the coach is saying the same thing and it's not having the same effect.
Yeah.
So, we've there's some coaches, that we've had here in town, from Mike Keenan to Doug Collins to there are these guys that have like 3-year lifespans with coaches because they wear on players. I'm not saying that's what Nick is, but I'm saying that those coaches aren't doing anything different in year 3 or 4 when it stops working that they were doing in year 1. So I agree that Nick is probably giving the same message. Jordan Mailata keeps telling us, and I believe him, that they're giving the same message. My question to them would be, and I know he's not going to have an answer, is why isn't it resonating the same?
Right.
Why isn't Tough Detail Together resonating the same? Why isn't Sometimes You, Sometimes Me, Always Us, why isn't that resonating the same? And hopefully next year it does, and this is just a Super Bowl hangover. It's 1 year, but I think it's worth wondering why that message is not resonating the same way.
So here's my opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
To borrow from my big brother Hugh Douglas,
mm-hmm.
I won't necessarily recklessly speculate,
yep.
but I'll just say, from the outside looking in, it looks like leadership is an issue. Within the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, when one of the most popular players who is a leader and a captain is AJ, it's tough.
That's...
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying it's just him.
Yeah.
You talk about Jalen's leadership style.
Yeah.
What he presents to us versus what is presented to his teammates. And are they following his leadership?
Right. And that's always been a question.
And is he being an effective leader?
Yeah.
We used to argue about this, Fritz, just before you came back, Spike. We used to argue about Jalen's lack of emotion, his lack of communication, sitting on the sideline to himself. When he was winning, everybody was okay with that. Everybody's like, oh, that's how he processes stuff. Just let him do his thing. It's not his job to get everybody pumped up or to be vocal and all this other stuff. And we used to argue about this every day.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. Because I was one of the people that was like, you can't lead this way as the quarterback.
Right.
There's a time that they have to follow your energy, your emotion, how you feel, and you internalizing everything to yourself on the sideline isn't helpful. That was during the 2023 season.
Okay, yeah.
That was during that season. So, but they bounce back from that. They win the Super Bowl, but I don't know if they ultimately changed as people and as leaders. So when things aren't going well, AJ's leadership, and he said this. These aren't my words. These are AJ's words. We seem to forget these words sometimes. In 2023, he said, I'm the one that's going to hold everybody accountable.
That's what AJ said.
Yes. I'm the one that's going to speak up and say the uncomfortable things. He said that in 2023. That's what he's going to do. And that's what he's done ever since then. It even got to a point where later in that year, he was saying, well, I don't know if he said his mother or his grandmother, but he's basically saying, they've always told me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That's when he didn't talk for a
few
weeks.
So then he went weeks without talking.
Which is also saying something.
Yes, as a leader on the team. And you got the other guy who leads, who doesn't say a whole lot, who wants to lead by example. That's not how football players operate.
Well,
it's not as much a cerebral sport as much as it is an emotional sport and a personal interacting type of sport where you need to get in there with your guys.
Like Utley could lead by example.
Yes.
Because Rollins
was there. Because he had Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah, because Rollins was there. Yeah,
he had Jimmy Rollins. Yeah. And when you look at this year, this has either gone the wrong way because of reports with Jalen and the way he's doing things, or you clearly see AJ not happy about the situation. Guys like Jordan Mailata and all those other guys, they are good leaders and they try to do the right thing. It's clear they're not the most impactful guys.
Yeah.
They're not the most impactful guys in the locker room.
Because if they were,
they would follow their lead.
Right, yeah.
That's the lead that would be followed. Well, and it's not being followed. They're not following Jordan Mailata.
So a lot of
this.
And
no offense to Jordan.
Yeah. A lot of this is charisma. And AJ has a charisma about him, which is why people follow him.
Yeah.
And this was one of the things.
And he's in there with those guys.
Right. And
they gravitate towards him.
This is one of the, and I know Dak doesn't play in the playoffs well, and they haven't won a Super Bowl. I get it. But when I was watching Hard Knocks on Tuesday night, and I saw Dak Prescott, when they're down 21-0, screaming at everybody's face in the sideline, and then in the locker room afterwards, the one whooping everybody up and
by
making...
By the way, screaming, saying, we're going to come back in this game.
Yes.
Got a lot of football left to play. Not just yelling at you to demean you or what have you,
right.
but in a way where he's trying to say, don't give up, we're good.
That's helpful.
We're good.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Got me giving Dak credit.
Is the... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Dak is ass.
That's the worst part about Hard Knocks. I had to see that.
Yes.
He's playing good football.
Well, we all felt the same thing when we saw it.
Yeah, now you see it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Get it back, man.
Is this year just a Super Bowl hangover, or is there something worse going on? And next question today, based on Marissa Tomei's birthday, who's still got it? Coming up next, we will talk. The Darius Slay thing is not done.
Slay.
And very bad injury news from the Eagles. We will talk about that coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So we have very bad injury news for the football team, but I have very good news for you, for your windows and doors, which are injured, like need to be replaced. Bad news, you waited too long. You didn't wait too long with Guida, because right now, at the end of the year, until December 31st, until December 31st, they have their biggest sale of the year, the biggest discounts of the year. Their big year-end sale, 40% off every window and door you buy. So that is 40% off every energy efficient, triple pane, professionally installed window. Every door, 40% off any kind of door. Patio door, garage door, storm door, entry door. Start your project with no money down, and Guida is even going to hook you up on financing. Take up to a year to pay it off without any interest at all. Go Guida right now. Now is the time. All prior sales are excluded, which is okay because this one's giant. Offer expires December 31st. Call Guida. Schedule a free in-home estimate. No obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Based on lives we live in, things not times we live in, could be rolling with the thug and stretching with the street scrub, looking for some love in every club. Let the liquor help you get up on it. Bumping the walls and the walls, addicted to the fast life.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Impressed by the money we make.
You know, you get your 5:30 Creed, your 3:30
like
Country, maybe.
Black celebrity.
And your 2:30 Tupac.
You're going to get back in on that album.
I'm already back in on it. Yeah. You brought me back. You did. I hadn't listened to all these songs in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a miss yesterday.
Ambitions of a Rider.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I'm normally on that one. Now, these are the good ones. You see what's going on between Snoop and Daz right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You see that?
I didn't know Daz was still alive. I didn't know Daz was still alive. I thought, I looked at the video. I was like, oh, Daz's fat now. He's old.
That's true. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. In my mind, he was still
Daz.
23 years old. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food, spirits as well. The Twitter question is this, and this is our main question today. Is this just a Super Bowl hangover for the year for the Eagles, or do you believe there are deeper issues? So the question, Super Bowl hangover or deeper issues, where do you think the poll is at?
It's a tough one. That safe space is Super Bowl hangover. So I think the majority will be there. Let's go 58% say Super Bowl hangover.
55.3% deeper issues.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know this one.
Yeah. So what do people think the deeper issue is? Like, is it the AJ Jalen thing?
Yeah, I think that's what they believe in. Because those to me are the only real.
Well, and
I mean, unless you're thinking coordinator or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think they think Petullo, but like.
Right.
That, to me, somebody wouldn't say there's a deep issue if they think the offensive coordinator isn't good. You know, like, I think maybe it's just a combination of everything.
I don't think the OC is a bigger issue than the other stuff.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, even if you don't, and I like Kevin Petullo, but even if you don't like him, I don't see how you can see that as a bigger issue than the other things.
No, because if you wanted to, you could just change that. You can't change, it's a much bigger conversation.
Yeah.
The personnel thing is a much bigger conversation than the coaches.
And let's be honest, the whole quarterback receiver thing has been going on since 2023.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yes.
We ignored it last year. Saquon was a great distraction. We won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But it was still there.
Well, I mean, the BG week was.
Yes.
How
can we forget about that?
Yeah, yes. that happened last year. Yeah. We forget that. Last year we just looked back and we're like, yeah, we rolled. Over everybody.
Year, yeah,
yeah. It's great. So we got the breaking news yesterday that Darius Slay was claimed by the Bills. However, Darius Slay has informed the Bills, this is per Adam Schefter and everybody, that he ain't going to Buffalo. Mm. So you can put a claim in on somebody. You can't force him to play.
Right.
So the question now is, do the Buffalo Bills release the claim on Darius Slay and let him go where he wants? Because, and this, according to, did John Clark said, a bunch of people said the Eagles also put in a claim.
Yeah.
So the way it works is it goes by record in reverse order. The Bills have a worse record, so they have the opportunity to make the claim first.
I think they're a spot right ahead of the Eagles.
Oh, really?
I think that's where they were in the waiver wire.
They're like 8-4, right? Or 7-5?
I think they're 8-4 now.
8-4, yeah. But they are ahead of the Eagles. They were one or two spots ahead of the Eagles.
Yeah. And that's why. So,
yeah.
They can't, you know, if this was before the deadline, they could claim them and trade them maybe or something.
Right.
But at this point, it would just have to be the Bills saying, well, we're not going to pay your salary, we're not going to dare you not to come to.
Yeah.
That would be I think he just ends up on the Eagles.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, like, if you're, I'll just say, if I were the Eagles and I claimed a player who didn't want to be here, I wouldn't want the Eagles to force the guy to be here.
Yes.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to be here, then move on. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what benefit is it to me to bring somebody in who wants to be somewhere else and doesn't really want to be here?
It just sucks for the Bills. There's this whole waiver system.
I agree.
And they put in the claim, and then they just don't get him. But
now, the Eagles do play the Bills later in the year.
Yeah.
Do they just hold him? And then
so, I mean, they could be petty. They could.
Yeah.
And then just find him every day, doesn't come to work and all that. But you, they want to win a Super Bowl too. Do you really want that?
And do you want that distraction?
Just to win one game in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
For a guy that wasn't even playing on the Steelers? Yes. Yeah, I don't know. So, but then the other Eagles news that happened today is Jalen Carter is out Monday. The first report
that's actually bigger news.
Yes. Well, and it's not just out Monday. So the first report was that he had surgery on both shoulders. Then that verbiage was changed to procedure on both shoulders, but that he is focused on being healthy for the playoffs. Mm. So now he is week to week. They didn't put him on IR. He'd have to miss 4 weeks, I guess, if he's on IR.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like we're getting Jalen Carter back this week or next week. I mean, that would be my guess looking at the reports. That's huge.
Yeah. And it may, offer us a little bit of an explanation as to why he hasn't been as effective this year.
Oh, for sure.
Consistently, as we are accustomed to watching him play. And he had the procedure, this offseason at some point? And if it's still not fully healed to where it's still bothering him, wouldn't surprise me if there's another procedure somewhere down the road in the offseason or what have you to correct this, because he clearly has not been himself all year long. He's going to try to give it some rest to see if that helps him out and see if he can get through the stretch run, because he's gone through 12 weeks with it bothering him.
Yeah. And Baldy even said when he looked at the tape, like, where was Jalen Carter?
Oh, no doubt. Dude, that clearly, and I watched it too, that may have been not just for Jalen, but for the D-line in general. I haven't seen the D-line pushed around the way they were pushed around Friday in a long time around here.
Well, we're also going to see how good everybody else is that's on Monday night, because without Jalen Carter there,
he makes a difference.
You know, the Moro Ojemos, the Jalen Phillips, all
Jordan
that stuff,
Davis.
Jordan Davis, it's on them. Yep. Nick Kostos joins us in about 5 minutes. Talk about tonight's game, which is a fun one to bet and a fun one to watch. 215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester, you're on WIP. Hey, Shy.
What's up? It's good to get in pretty early today.
Yeah. What's up, wrong Shy? About today, Shy?
No, that's not what I'm here to do.
Okay,
I'm not here to
disagree.
I feel like that's like the motive that I always catch here. Is I always disagree with Spike, which I do.
Okay.
But not today.
Okay.
No, this isn't a Super Bowl hangover. I think there's like serious problems going on within the organization. I'm halfway through the Hard Knocks episode, but from what I've heard, Jalen and AJ do get along. So that's not
in the episode at all. So,
sorry.
I mean, AJ's barely in the episode.
This wasn't an episode that was focused on
there,
AJ.
Now there was an 8-second conversation between Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts, so you could go and make yourself feel better on that one. But
I feel like Devontae's like a quiet little mouse, though. He doesn't really say anything.
He was actually the one that went up to Jalen, to talk about the miscommunication.
Oh, yeah.
He did,
But anyway, no, Jalen's not playing that well this year. I feel like that's obvious. Number one, you have a faulty offensive coordinator that's not doing a very good job, and it's not all his fault, which I've been pretty vocal about on here, I feel like. And, Saquon, again, not having a good year. I feel like he just dances in the backfield. Maybe we didn't notice it as much last year. You don't have Mekhi Becton. Tyler Steen's playing. Mm-hmm. But overall, I think it boils down to problems that are much worse than we think. And I don't think Sirianni's doing a good job either.
Yeah.
It's hard to say anybody's doing a good job at this point. Vic Fangio doing a pretty good job,
It was for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's tough. And what will be even more difficult for them, and they know better than we do, is diagnosing which of these things are things that they feel they can address by not making changes, and the Petullo thing, just let it go for this year.
They're not going to do anything with him this year.
And even what's the solution? There's nobody there. There's nobody there that we feel confident in that is a real play caller. So just putting that to the side, that they're at least for this season, their big question will be which of these things, we feel like Cam Jurgens will be healthy next year, Landon Dickerson will be healthy next year. Those things resolve themselves. But the other things, whether the coach's voice is being received the same way, whether the quarterback and receiver thing is tenable, whether the quarterback can be the player that they want him to be. These are all bigger questions that they're going to have to figure out how they resolve for next year.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about his house being egged, though?
I feel like it sucks.
Oh, yeah, that was it's stupid.
Like too far, I feel like. And I listen.
Yeah.
I used to egg people. I think it's hilarious, but a play caller, I mean, he's not on the field.
Well, and not when, when we're all kids doing stupid stuff on Mischief Night, that's one thing. When he already has that sort, when he's already in the eye of the storm, and understanding that his family is going through, forgetting about the eggs, his family is going through, all of a sudden, your husband, your dad, is the one guy that everybody is talking about as doing a bad job. You're already on alert. And then all of a sudden, one night, you hear noises from outside, and there's people throwing things at your house. It is not only, it's like disgraceful to me, honestly, because of what, and he said it yesterday, it's over the line because it's his family. It's not just yelling at him when he's walking into the grocery store, hey, call a better offense, whatever.
Yeah, he's built for that.
Yeah.
He's built for that. He's been around this business enough to, he can accept criticism. It's when you're intruding the privacy of his home and his family, you know, whether it's just eggs or what have you, who knows what they thought it was in the heat of the moment. You don't know it's eggs or whatever. You just got people throwing stuff at your house and you don't know if you're under attack. Like it's just way over the line. It's actually embarrassing, quite frankly, as an Eagles fan. It's embarrassing. I know you don't want a small portion to cast this spell over all of us as Eagles fans. I get that. But it does.
Sure.
Because when the story gets talked about nationally, they're talking about Eagles fans.
Well, and just like if an Eagles fan does something great and charitable, that gets blown up too.
Yep.
You know, that's only one person. So I just think about if it were my wife at home, and I'm certainly, you know, people get mad at me, I would feel terrible. So, Shai, give us somebody who's still got it for next question today.
Someone else earlier on the phone with Jack, I'm going to change it. Cheryl Hines.
Ooh, the dancer.
No, Larry David's wife from Curb.
From Curb.
Oh, RFK's wife.
RFK's wife.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the call, Sean.
Interesting time there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
Yes.
Once upon a time.
She does it still have. I don't know
if she does it for me anymore. Hey, once upon a time, Cheryl was. I don't know if it's because of Larry David or what, but standing next to him, it made her look certainly different. Yes. I was a big Cheryl fan,
Joining us now for a special Thursday appearance, that is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. You can check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays and You Better You Bet week countdown to kickoff. Sundays 11-1 leading you off to kickoff on the BetMGM Network. What up, Costos?
Selma Hayek is 59. Just wanted to present that to you guys.
Yes, she was mentioned. She was mentioned earlier. She was a she is a good one.
Yep. She's a good one. She's the first ballot Hall of Famer of Still Got It. I came in on that late, but Selma Hayek, I think, is like the Tom Brady of what we're talking about.
Now your hair looking better today than it looked yesterday. I did see an image. You sort of had like an Andre Drummond thing going on where it was almost low in the middle and sort of out, or almost like a Princess Leia sort of thing going on. It wasn't your best. What's that?
It was horrific. Listen, you know, like the wind is raging here in New York, like I'm sure it is in Philadelphia. And sometimes even the best of hairspray can lose to Mother Nature, which it did. So I went to the salon today because I go to a salon, not a barber shop, because I'm extremely bougie. And and I got my hair cut.
Looks good,
trimmed,
man.
So I feel like I look a little better today.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah.
Thank you. Bad day yesterday.
Yeah. And you admitted it. You know, you're out front with it, and I thought that was important for you.
I look like a slob. I look like an ugly ass. I had to admit it, of course. I look an idiot. You can't ignore the elephant in the room when you look that bad.
So, Costos, we have a big Thursday night game tonight. The Cowboys, who have completely revived their season, and the Lions, who are fighting for those. You have any strong thoughts on tonight? What's the line tonight?
Well, we are now. So, we're basically in between 3 and 3.5. So, the number is currently 3.5. Juice towards Dallas. The number has been 3 at points this week, juice towards Detroit. So we're basically operating there. What I would say to people is, no matter what I'm about to say, whatever your opinion is of the game, give yourself the best chance to win. If you like Detroit, lay 3. If you like Dallas, try and bet a 3.5. Give yourself the best chance to win, regardless of who I like to win the game, whoever you like it is to win the game. As far as I'm concerned, I think the Heat's going to get turned up on the Eagles a little bit. I actually think Dallas is the better team right now overall than Detroit. Wow. And I think that this game, guys, and the Sunday night game with Kansas City and Houston mirror each other a little bit, because I think you can make a realistic case right now that the two road underdogs in those games, Houston on Sunday night, Dallas tonight, are both better at this exact moment in time than the home favorites that they're playing in Kansas City on Sunday night and Detroit tonight, where we are not expecting Amon-Ra St. Brown to play tonight, being called a game-time decision. He's not listed in any prop markets. Feels like he's not going to play. Sam LaPorta is out for the season. The interior of the offensive line in Detroit is so bad that they tried to bring Frank Ragnow back, who retired before the season, and then he failed his physical.
Yeah,
like, not good when the interior of Dallas's offensive line is the best it's been all season. I want to know how Detroit is going to stop Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens from throwing for 300 yards, absolutely going off in this game. Now, the way that Detroit can win, and I have in three of Detroit's recent losses, Green Bay, Philly, and Kansas City. And the Eagles fans will remember. The Lions went 0 for 5 on fourth down in that game.
Yeah.
0 for 2 against Green Bay on Thanksgiving, 0 for 2 against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. If Dan Campbell rolls the dice, and you know he will, and they convert those fourth downs, Detroit can win the game. Otherwise, I think this game is Dallas's for the taking. I think Dallas will win. I bet the Dallas Cowboys to cover.
Well, and just thinking about the fact that the Lions are at home and they are only a 3-point favorite over the Cowboys. If you had, you know, a month ago, if you had told me that was the Lion, I would have been shocked. But the Cowboys are playing good football. So just to
and
jump.
And Detroit's not healthy, to be fair, as well.
Yeah, for sure. And the guy that they failed the physical on said he had a grade 3 hamstring strain. How do you even walk into a physical? Yeah.
Yes. Like Ike would be. I mean, look, I don't have an athletic bone in my body. I think I would know if I had a grade 3 hamstring
yes.
strain.
Yeah.
How is it possible that Frank Ragnow didn't know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, do you know you can barely walk?
As a lineman, too.
Yes.
Like, yeah, seriously. How do you not know?
Yeah. So to jump to the Eagles, a 2.5-point road favorite on Monday night at the Chargers. Now, you have, I'm wondering if your faith in the cover, Eagles cover, thing that you had sworn to has been shaken at all.
Yeah, I think I may have to turn to atheism here as far as this is concerned. I'm quite. I think, like, when we die, that's just it. It's just instead of Kelly Green, you fade to black. I'm a little concerned here. Jalen Carter being ruled out and being called week to week does certainly not help my confidence here. I think the thing that's going to help the Eagles, I am not expecting Justin Herbert to play. Now, I'm not reporting anything. I have no zero. I would tell you if I had some information. I still wouldn't present it as fact. I have no info here. This is my opinion. He broke his hand. It's still broken. He just had surgery to stabilize it. I can't imagine they're going to put him out there on Monday night, where if he really gets hurt, then they don't have him potentially for the playoffs. Now, maybe it will be Herbert. I think it'll probably be Trey Lance. And if that's the case, the Eagles absolutely better win this game. Absolutely have to win. If Herbert plays, I'm very concerned. I don't want to say that I would bet the Chargers, but I think at this point I need to be on the sidelines for a couple Eagles games here until the offense does a little something.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, the defense kind of got the clown suit put on them by the Bears and Ben Johnson on Black Friday.
Yeah.
I think that I need to lay off this game, bet it, and just root for the Eagles to win, because I would like them, obviously, to get back to the Super Bowl so I could win some bets. I'm very nervous. I would say, if I'm at DEFCON 1 for the Chiefs, I might be at DEFCON 2 right now for the Philadelphia Eagles, because if they lose and if Dallas wins, obviously the NFC East is now in question.
Yeah. Does the line being, the Eagles being a 2.5-point favorite on the road, does that sort of inform the don't think Herbert's going to play, or is that sort of, is that not built in at all? Is, like, if Herbert, let's say they said, if Herbert wasn't injured, what do you think the line is?
Well, this is what we call, Spike, and I think I've talked about this on the show before, and if not, I apologize, an in-between number, right?
Yeah.
And we see this in the NBA sometimes, right? Where, let's say, and, like, I actually always use this example, where, you know, if you listen to my show enough, or if you bet enough, you should be trained to know, right? Where, like, let's say the Sixers and Joel Embiid's heyday. They're playing at home against, like, a middling team, and they're a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
You should know without looking that Joel Embiid's not playing, right?
Yep.
You should just know that, because if you were playing, it'd be 8.5.
Yep.
If you looked and the number were 5.5, you should know Joel Embiid is a game time decision, right? That's an in-between number. This is an in-between number for me. Because if Justin Herbert's ruled out and Trey Lance is the quarterback, the Eagles are definitely favored by more than three. Like, definitely. And there will be more Eagles fans in attendance on Monday night than Chargers fans. Like, there are no Chargers fans. Eagles will have home field advantage in the game. Yeah. So Eagles definitely favored by more than three if Trey Lance plays. So I think this number is kind of like the odds maker saying, we don't really know what to do, so we're going to put something up in the middle to try and draw action on both sides before the information comes out. I don't know if there's anything to be gleaned from the current number.
If so we got time for a prop or two for the weekend, maybe even tonight. Do you have any props you like? Because you are a prop guy.
Yeah, I will go with, I do like Jameson Williams tonight. I don't know if I love it. We need to make sure Amon-Ra St. Brown is out. His receiving yards prompt is 83.5. He went off on Thanksgiving, the Packers, once Amon-Ra St. Brown went out, because he's really like, this one other reason why I like Dallas, because with St. Brown out and with Sam Laporta out, it's Jameson Williams and Isaac Tesla, and we did own the libs on Thanksgiving when Isaac Tesla scored a touchdown.
We did, yeah.
You did.
And it was always great to own the libs, and yeah. Tom Kennedy, like Mr.
That's
Kennedy.
Twice.
It's not great, man. Like, it's not. And I think they're going to have to get J-Mo going here. I need Amon-Ra St. Brown out before I make that bet, but I'm looking to take a shot at J-Mo tonight. Jameson Williams over receiving yards if Amon-Ra St. Brown does not play. Cheap plug for my show. In the final segment of the show, which you can watch on Twitter if you're too lazy to go on YouTube, Twitch, the Odyssey app, or radio stations nationwide, you bet on Twitter, final hour broadcast there. We'll have my full prop card at about 6:53 Eastern time.
All right, dude. Well, thank you as always, Kostos. Again, your hair looks fantastic today. I really appreciate you addressing it. You're an accountability guy, which I think really matters.
Yeah, unlike your football team.
Oh. No, they are not accountable. They are not.
Now listen,
it was okay when you was making money off of them all year. Now you lose a couple games. Yeah. Now you're back to being a Giants guy.
Watch how they change sides.
Yep.
look. The Giants have set the gold standard for pathetic football and lack of accountability. So the Eagles have to drop about 10 rungs to get to the Giants level. I say this because I care.
Yeah.
I'm going to make money if the Eagles do well. Like, they need to stop. Like, I saw the clip from the Hard Knocks when Jalen Hurts took the blame for missing Devontae Smith on that slant that would have been a touchdown at the beginning of the game. I liked that from Jalen Hurts. Now we need the rest of the team to show some accountability.
I mean, come on.
You're falling for a
fake four-second clip.
Yeah. That was real.
He knew he was Mike.
Yeah, he knew he was Mike.
All right. All right, Kostos. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Are you suggesting that Hurts is, like, making it up or no?
No, I'm saying he knows he's mic'd up. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wishing everyone many best, the absolute very best of luck. Also, the Ben Simmons thing that you brought up the other day, Spike, was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's over.
Goodbye. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to debate that with him. I'm happy to.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah. That was host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Oh, now I want to argue with him on the Ben Simmons thing. I made a very good point. I made a lot of good points. I made a lot of good points.
Are you giving yourself a self-5 right now?
What's it? Yes. There it is.
Self-5.
There it is.
I didn't know that's what you were doing.
215-592-9494 is what's going on with the Eagles this year. Just a Super Bowl hangover, or is there something worse going on? We will actually ask that to Shil Kapadia next of The Ringer. He joins us then. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, at Elite Acura, they're part of your neighborhood. And because you're a neighbor, a friend, family, you should expect more from your Acura buying experience, like more value on precision performance and cutting-edge Acura technology, more top-notch service from local certified experts with over 200 years of combined experience, and more selection across the full Acura lineup. Shop new and used luxury sedans where sleek styles meets power and convenience, or shop bold yet refined SUVs all designed to elevate your driving experience. Discover exhilarating performance and innovation that only Acura can deliver at Elite Acura. Stop by the showroom today along Route 73 North, or shop online at EliteAcura.com and see what more they can do for you. And when you do, don't forget to tell them Ike sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.